You're listening to episode 3 of On the Line, the radio drama series written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather McLeod. This episode features the song Can't Rain Forever by Elevator and the voices of Brian Moriarty, Christina Matthews, Tom Eastaway, Gareth Stack, Bridget McCone, Melissa Nolan and Carol Jakubowski. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
On the line, sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine, can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line, leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
You have reached On the Line. To listen to your messages, press 1.
You have reached the mailbox of...
Angela Hayes.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
Angela! It's Kira. Remember me? Well, I've got news for you, Goldilocks. I know. I know all about the rumours you've been spreading about Michael. And I'm coming for you. I'm going to make you suffer. I'm talking pain. Pain beyond your wildest dreams. When I get through with you, put that down, Mikey! No! Because it's dirty. Put it down. Now. No, you can't. It's not dinner yet. Mummy's on the phone.
Yeah,
I said, Mummy's on the phone. Go play with your blocks. Good boy. Now, where was I? Yes, pain. Suffering, the likes of which you can barely picture. You're going to wish you'd never even heard of me and Michael. I know where you live, Angela. You remember Mr. Moriarty? Well, when I get a hold of you, I'm going to choke the life out of you and... Drop it, Mikey! Drop it, I said. Oh, for God's sake, I've got to go. But I'll be back. You haven't heard the last of me, Angela Hayes.
End of messages.
Hello?
Sarah, it's Angela.
Oh, hi, Angela. I got your message. Sorry I didn't call back. I've been busy.
Yeah. I'm really sorry about your mum's accident.
Thanks.
I need to ask your advice about something, though.
What?
I'm in real trouble, Sarah. Serious, serious trouble.
What is it?
It's that thing with Pete's cousins, Michael and Kira. What's her name?
Oh, that.
No, but seriously, though. She knows. She's coming after me. Kira, what's her name? The psycho toenail clipper. She left me this really threatening message promising me, like, pain and stuff. It was like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction intense. No, worse. It was like Margaret Thatcher intense.
Hang on. Why is Kira, what's her name, coming after you?
Isn't it obvious? She thinks I was spreading rumours about Michael.
What kind of rumours?
God, I never thought of that. You know, that she has a baby.
But people ought to know she has a baby.
Good point.
Oh, it must be about him carrying on with Sirica. Eamon must have said something to Michael after I told him not to. Idiot.
Eamon wouldn't do that. You're always thinking so low of him. Anyway, why would Eamon tell Michael that I was the one spreading rumours about him? It doesn't make any sense.
I suppose.
Why would you think that Eamon was running around bad-mouthing me? He's an honourable man. You take him so much for granted. He was ringing me asking how you were because you wouldn't even return his phone calls.
Of course he was. Checking up on me again.
You haven't even bought a ticket for his Battle of the Bands. This could be sucking Helium's big break.
They're 16.50, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, but you're his girlfriend. You're supposed to support him on stuff like that. And the promoter gave them 50 tickets and told them if they sell 45, they can keep the money they make off the last 5.
Are you joking me? They're hardly going to sell 45 tickets at that price, are they? Not unless you buy them all.
Don't be such a cow.
Whatever, Angela. Let's not fight over this.
Fine. You're right. What were we talking about?
Why Kira thinks you're spreading rumours about Michael.
Yeah. Who would have told Michael that it was me spreading the rumours?
Well, if Eamon didn't, I don't know who could have. Unless...
What?
Well, Pete hangs out with Michael, doesn't he?
And he is a weasel.
Now who's being disloyal to their boyfriend?
Yeah, but that's different. That's Pete. Mind you, I suppose he hasn't been too bad. He bought me tickets to Ghosts of Girlfriend Past just because he knew I liked Matthew McConaughey. And it didn't even have spaceships in it. But then he spent the whole movie slobbering all over me like Slimer out of Ghostbusters. And I have to say, I was getting more out of Matthew McConaughey. I don't know, is it normal to want to tear your skin off when your boyfriend touches you?
Happens to us all.
I guess.
Sometimes Eamon just smothers me.
I know, that's not fair. He wrote you a song. Sarah, no monster is a creep and you're the one I want to sleep.
I've heard it.
You've got a proper considerate boyfriend who doesn't try to molest you in Matthew McConaughey films.
He bought me a furry heart for Valentine's. A furry purple heart. With a smiley face and I love you written on it.
That's sweet.
That's tragic.
Want to swap boyfriends?
Not funny, Angela.
Well, at least your boyfriend isn't the little weasel who went and told Michael Dwyer that you were spreading rumours about him and Circa when you hadn't even known about him and Circa until your friend went and blabbed to her boyfriend. So now Michael Dwyer's girlfriend Kira wants to kill you, and it doesn't even seem like your boyfriend cares when your boyfriend is off writing songs about you and being sweet and you won't even go to his gigs. And how would you like it?
I feel a headache coming on.
I'm just saying, you don't know how lucky you are.
How lucky I am. Sitting all day in a hospital room listening to my mother crying because she might not be able to walk again. And my father telling me how I have to try and do more to support her. I don't know what I can do. Is that how lucky I am? And they're bringing her home in a few weeks in a wheelchair. She won't even be able to get up the stairs, so I'm going to have to look after her while Dad's away at work all day. Skipping lectures because that's not important.
Well, I didn't mean that, obviously.
No, you're not bothered about that, are you?
You mean like the way you're so bothered about Kira what's-her-name that she's coming after me?
Grow up, Angela. You have no idea what the last few days have been like.
Well, that doesn't make it an excuse for acting like a cow.
What did you say?
Let's stop this. Tragedies are supposed to bring people closer together and not make them all ratty with each other. And I would support you, I really would, but you don't call any of us. You don't ask us for help and then you get annoyed with us for not helping.
You can't help. Nobody can help. I can't help her even really. I'll just be pushing her around and trying to cheer her up. And there's a waiting list for a home help that's about a mile long.
I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
Hey, did I tell you that Jono's bisexual?
Seriously? Jono?
Eamon caught him snogging their drummer.
Well, in fairness, their drummer is a fine thing.
Isn't he?
But isn't that gas? Remember back at school, all the girls were mad about Jono.
Remember? Wasn't I one of them? Every time he did that little pelvic thrust and grinding over the town. And the jeans he used to wear.
And now it turns out he's bisexual.
I think it's sexy. Like he's just a multi-sexual being. Too sexual to be contained in the boundaries of normal sexualness.
Jesus, take a cold shower, would you?
Sorry. Between this and the Matthew McConaughey.
I don't know. Don't they say bi now, gay later?
Not Jono. Don't you remember how mad he was about Jenny Walsh? You can't fake that kind of passion.
Jenny's so delighted to have pulled him. I'd like to see the look on her face when she finds out he's a Buddhist bisexual. The way she used to crow on about me and Jono this and me and Jono that.
Well, in fairness, if I'd been going out with Jono, I'd have been crowing too. You can't get a lot of mileage out of going to sci-fi conventions with Pete.
So why don't you just dump him?
It's hardly like I could do better, is it?
Well, maybe if you were a little less giggly and played more hard to get. Wore nicer clothes, lost a bit of weight.
Sarah!
What?
You're not supposed to agree with me when I say I can't do better. You're my friend.
But I was just trying to help you out.
You're supposed to think I'm gorgeous and well able to seduce anyone.
I'm just being realistic. I mean, come on, we're hardly supermodels, are we?
Don't you include me in your self-defecation, Sarah Ryan. You speak for yourself.
Fine, whatever you say, I haven't the energy.
Besides, I don't know what you have to be so insecure about when you're dating a boy in a band who's mad about you and you don't even return his calls.
Oh God, we're not getting onto this again, are we?
I'm just saying, I wish you'd be more supportive.
It's just always about you, isn't it, Angela?
Cow!
Angela, I'm hanging up this phone in a minute.
Look, I don't want us to end up on bad terms. I'm just a little on edge at the moment. Kira, you know, that's all this is. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. I've been really stressed. You know, my mum...
Right. We should both make more of an effort.
Right.
Are you sure you won't come to Eamon's Battle of the Bands? It would mean a lot to him and we could talk there face to face. You could blow off a little steam.
That's too much effort.
Sure?
Positive. You have fun though.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes. If you spot Jono getting cosy with the drummer...
Will do.
I better get back to work. I've fallen behind on my essays.
Sure. No worries. Sarah?
Yeah?
You're my best friend. You know that, right?
Sure. You too. We'll talk again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
On the line, sorry you can reach because I'm on the line.
Hello?
Eamon McGann.
It's Duncan Mallory here about the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, Duncan, hi. Thanks for getting in touch. We're really excited about being a part of it.
Have you so many tickets?
So far we've sold, I think, something like 3, but we're working on it.
3? Listen, I have profit margins to think of. It costs a lot of money to stage an event like this. I'm not baking scones for baboons here, like, you know what I mean?
Right, no, of course you're not baking scones for baboons. I understand that.
Oh, I've managed to get a presenter from a radio show to cover the event, right? I'm working here on promotion, making this thing fly, like. Yeah, so she's real radio, gonna be playing the winner's song. We're talking FM here, right? We're not talking about some little Elves on Ice tea party. And if we were talking about Elves on Ice, then you'd want to get your skates on. You hear what I'm saying? Like, am I speaking Outer Mongolian or something?
No, you're not speaking Outer Mongolian. No way. That's great about the radio.
Yeah, because this is a big deal, right? There's a fan involved and everything. Like, if you aren't serious about being a part of it, I'm sure there's lots of other bands who would be.
What? No, we are serious. Very serious. But it's just a bit difficult. The tickets were kind of, expensive.
Expensive? Do you know what sound equipment costs? Lighting equipment, venue. I'm not running a charity for blind Borneo bats here.
No, of course, I understand that. We are trying.
Look, I don't know if I can afford to have a band in that isn't pulling its weight. Like.
No, please, we're really serious about this opportunity. Honestly, I'll do everything I can to sell tickets.
I'll tell you what, if you sell 15 tickets, you lads are in. Sound fair?
Sure, yeah, okay. Thanks, Duncan. We'll have them sold. See you tomorrow night.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Sarah, you're home. Oh, great. I was already rehearsing what I was going to say to your answer machine.
Rehearsing?
Well, I didn't want to make an idiot of myself like I did on the last few. Sorry about those, by the way.
It's fine.
So how are you keeping?
Well, it's been a rough couple of days. But they say Mum can come home in a few weeks. She'll be in a wheelchair, though. She really needs physiotherapy, but there's a high demand.
Yeah. That's really rough. I'm so sorry you're going through all that.
Thanks.
So, are you getting a ticket to the Battle of the Bands?
What?
Tomorrow night. I left you messages about it. Did you get them?
I did. I don't know if I'll be free. And the tickets are $16.50, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's very expensive, Eamon.
Well, I know it is, yeah. But the thing is, this could be a really big deal. They said, well, the promoter, Duncan Mallory, he's done a few gigs around the city. And he said there'll be a girl from the radio there, covering the local scene, that kind of stuff. The winner's song is going to be on the radio, Sarah. You know how big that would be for us? And there's a van. The top prize is a van for touring in and a song on the radio. This could be the thing that got us on our way. Really get things moving. You know, before they got big, the first big break you two had was winning a talent competition out in Limerick. So little stuff like that can really get the ball rolling.
I suppose. Good luck with that, Eamon.
Thanks. But the thing is, Duncan needs us to sell tickets for him to pay for the venue and the lights and stuff. He needs us to sell at least 15 tickets or he won't let us play. So if you could come and maybe if you knew anyone else who might like to...
Eamon, I told you, I don't know if I'm free. Stop pressuring me. You know I'm not really in the mood for something like Battle of the Bands with everything that's been going on.
Right. Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, but it's just, I'd be really happy to see you there if you wanted to come. And it could be really important for me.
Or it could not be. You know how many bands win talent competitions in Limerick and don't become you too? I mean, you're always doing this. You thought the school talent competition was your big break. Sending those little tapes to record companies was your big break. But did you ever hear anything back from them?
No. No, I didn't.
Well then.
Look, I've got to call some other people, but I really would like to see you there. I really would, if you change your mind.
All right. Well, I'll see you.
Sure, I'm thinking of you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm thinking of you. God.
Greetings, friend. How may I serve you?
Jono, we've got to sell more tickets.
This may be difficult, as the price is rather inflated.
Yeah, well, you know, Duncan Mallory has to cover lights and sound and venue and stuff.
Don't the lights and sound come with the venue?
I don't know. He said not, or implied, or something. It was all a bit confusing. He mentioned baboons. But they're going to be covering it on the radio, and playing the winner's song. Anyhow, he won't let us play unless we sell 15 tickets.
Then we don't play. We do not need to be working for the man in this manner. All this extortion is bad karma.
Are you nuts? This could be it, our big break. Think of it, our song on the radio, our own van. That would get things moving, man. Do you want to be playing the Barrow Bottom Tavern forever?
It doesn't feel right. We are the entertainment. If they're making money, they should be paying us, or giving us free drinks, or something. Are there free drinks?
He didn't say. You've got to stay focused here. A van. A song on the radio. That's what this is all about. But we've got to sell those tickets, man. I mean, if we have to buy them ourselves, 10 tickets, that's €165, I was doing the maths. Even if we split it down the middle?
We're not splitting it down the middle. I do not pay to play.
I can't afford €165, man.
Walk away then, Amo. Just walk away.
Your family didn't want to come and support you?
They do not love the battling bands.
Even your brother?
He does not love the ticket price.
Come on, man, buy 2 tickets, €33. You can treat your brother and his girlfriend. Get them along to cheer. We need a cheering section to boost our cred. We could make them banners to wave and everything.
2 tickets, €33?
Yeah, come on, man.
For you, man, because the love I bear you.
Thanks, man, I appreciate it.
You okay, man?
Sure, why wouldn't I be?
I'm sensing a vibe of desperation from you, and you're pretty far out on a limb with the tickets.
I gotta go call some other people, okay?
Good luck.
Right, bye.
Leave me alone! For God's sake, leave me alone! I'm turning a tape of this conversation over to the guards!
Angela?
Amo?
Yeah? Is this a good time?
Oh, Amo, it's Kira. She keeps calling and breathing at me.
Breathing?
Yeah, just breathing. She doesn't say anything, but I know it's her. It's psychological warfare.
Kira, what's her name from our school?
Yeah, she wants me to be paranoid. She left this threatening message, and now she's calling and breathing at me so that I never forget. She's coming for me. You never know the day or the hour, but sooner or later she's coming for me.
Why is she coming for you?
I think she knows about Sorka and all that. I'm not sure how she found out.
Well, I might have said something to Sorka about Michael having a baby and all that. You know, accidentally, like, it slipped out.
So it was you that said I was spreading rumours about her. Sarah told me it was, but I wouldn't believe her. How could you do that?
I was looking out for my sister, but I never mentioned your name, I swear.
Then how did she know? It was Pete, wasn't it? Pete told Michael that I was the one behind all the rumours.
I suppose he must have.
That's it. That's really it this time. I'm dumping him. I've decided. I'm definitely, definitely dumping him. I said I was dumping him after he used my credit card to buy Star Wars collectibles, and that time he made me wait at the door in the rain while he played video games, and that time when he said he'd rather be with Sarah because she was fitter, and that time when he only didn't snog Pauline Wright because she headbutted him, but this time, I'm really dumping him. I mean, you can't be letting yourself be treated like that. It's better to be single than to be with someone who doesn't look out for you, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, yes, right, of course.
He unleashed the beast on me. And did I tell you what he did in that film? When I said get off because he was all over me and I couldn't see the screen and I've always been ticklish on my...
Angela, this isn't really my business.
Well, anyway, I said get off and he said, come on, I bought you the tickets, you owe me. I mean, how dare he?
Do you want to get some of your own back?
What are you saying?
Well, he wouldn't be able to hold that cinema ticket over you if you bought him a ticket.
What? A ticket to what?
To a battle of the bands.
Why would I buy that little weasel a ticket to anything? I'm dumping him, I told you.
Well, it's just it's looking like it's going to be a big deal. The winner song gets played on the radio. Real FM radio.
Wow, that's deadly. A big break at last.
Only the thing is, we can't play unless we sell 15 tickets. And it's great that you bought a ticket, but I was wondering if you might be interested in buying another one. For Pete, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I really am dumping him.
Well, you could buy him a ticket so that he owes you one, instead of the other way around, and then dump him straight after the show.
I guess. All right then. It might be good to dump him in a pub. Then I could pour a drink over his head or something, like in a film starring Bette Midler.
Sound. Thanks, Angela.
No worries. I can't believe you guys are going to be on the radio.
Well, it's not for sure yet. We'd have to win.
Ah, you will, though. Once Jono lets loose on grinding over the town and you do your guitar solo, who would beat you? You gotta have more faith in yourself, Eamon.
Thanks. I was thinking, maybe if I got Jono's brother to wave some banners and people to cheer.
Banners? That's a great idea. You want me to make some too and bring them along?
Yeah, that'd be amazing, Angela. Cheers. Anyhow, I guess I'll see you at the show.
Sure. See you.
Bye.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me 'cause I'm on the line.
You're listening to Dublin City FM, supporting local talent at the Battle of the Bands in the Cock and Bull Inn. There's a great atmosphere here tonight. I'm spotting some very enthusiastic supporters in the crowd, even a few colourful banners. The organiser, Duncan Mallory, is here beside me. Mr. Mallory, what are your thoughts on tonight?
Well, obviously I'm thrilled, like. I mean, these youngsters are just what the city needs. Enthusiastic, fresh, catchy. I'm just happy I could help the lads out, you know. I mean, none of us can be Prime Minister of the Peking Party Palace, but we try and do our bit. You know what I mean, like...
Right. And now for our listeners. Here are the winners of tonight's Battle of the Bands. Not to mention their very own van with their song, Can't Rain Forever, Elevator.
And the trials and tribulations that tear us apart. And will they ever help the homeless and the sick and old? Because you turn to the light with hope, but the light's just pretend. Because you've been to the top, but now you must turn to a friend. Start it all again. It cannot rain forever. No, it can't be saved. Oh no, it cannot rain forever. Yes, they do they say. Oh no, it cannot rain forever. No, it can't be saved. Oh no, it cannot rain forever. Yes, they do. It's poison. The government and propaganda. Filling our head with shit. But when the heat comes down on you, you gotta stand up and show them a thing or two. Yeah, resistance is where it is. Oh no, we can't rest forever. No, we can't rest forever. No, we can't. Oh no, we can't rest forever. No, we can't rest forever. No, we can't.
Greetings, friend. How may I serve you?
Hey, it's me.
Amo, how are you feeling? You gave off a really depressed vibe after the show.
My vibe was depressed. My vibe. I'm so sick of your fake hippie talk. You're from Ranala. Not California. Ranala. Get a grip. Just who do you think you're fooling?
Whoa. Getting dark, man.
Well, you know, it needed to be said.
I'm sorry about the Battle of the Bands.
No, it's fine. You win some, you lose some.
This is true. And the van was an ice cream truck. With a smiling cartoon cone on the side.
In fairness, though, the rust covered most of it.
How much did you end up paying for the tickets yourself?
I think it was around €130 in the end. Still, we got some exposure.
That's right. The lady from the radio saw us.
We should rehearse grinding over the town a bit more. Get the drums and the chorus tighter. You know, all the lads in Elevator do vocals. Why don't Wojciech and I do vocals?
Well, I don't know if Wojciech's comfortable singing. And you... well...
You sing like donkey with a sore throat.
Wojciech, how are you listening?
I'm on the second phone.
The extension.
Extension? Okay.
What are you doing at Jotno's? Oh, right. Fair play. So, hang on, you said I sang like a donkey with a sore throat.
He spoke too harshly. Your voice is a little strained sometimes, but it has a lot of spirit and heart.
And scratching like dying cat.
Yeah, well... you'd want to learn to keep time a bit better with those drums of yours too. It's no wonder we lost. You know, Elevator have an EP. Why don't we have an EP?
Our time will come. You just have to have patience, brother.
Yes, it can't rain forever.
Unfunny, Wojciech. Unfunny.
But the banners were a good idea.
Yeah. Sound of Angela to make them for your brother too. It made us look like we had fans.
I think maybe you do have fans.
What?
That Angela girl screeches louder than you do.
Get lost. Hey, do you think we need like... an image?
What image?
I don't know, like leather trousers or sequin jumpsuits or quiffs or something. Face painting? Like Kiss. We could all have our faces painted as like cats or something.
Seems a little Andrew Lloyd Webber for my taste.
We could all wear nappies on stage. It could be our thing.
Why nappies?
We could make them out of sheets.
Yeah, but why nappies?
Well, they're nappies.
pants for babies. You know, the sheets and the safety pins.
You are sick, Imon. You need psychologist. I'm leaving this band if we are wearing these nappies.
It was just an idea, but it could work. We could be the crazy baby people. It'd be like punk, you know, babies have no rules, like rebels. It'd be so uncool, it'd be cool. And sucking helium is already kind of a gay name. No offence, Wojciech. I didn't mean, you know, gay.
It's okay. You wish to wear nappies. I take nothing you say seriously.
Why don't you sleep on it? You've had a big disappointment. You need time to cool down, center yourself and think calmly.
Okay, cool. We can talk it over at rehearsals tomorrow. You're still coming, right?
Are we in the basement again?
Yeah.
Very well. See you there. Sleep well.
Yeah. Thanks. You too, sleep well too.
Take it easy, man.
Bye.
You have reached the mailbox of...
Eamon McGann.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
Amo, I was just calling to say I thought you guys were robbed. Robbed! You rocked! And there's going to be other chances, no doubt. No doubt at all. And, if you're wondering, I didn't break up with Pete. You know, he's kind of upset about a result he got in an essay. It wasn't the right time, but I'm going to do it. Definitely, sometime. Probably somewhere where I won't have a chance to pour a drink over his head, which is a shame. But that's life. Anyhow, I just want to say well done, again. And don't feel bad. Things are going to pick up, you'll see. Bye.
Hi, Eamon. I'm sorry to do this over an answering machine, but these 2 weeks have been really rough and I just can't handle it anymore. I can't be there for you all the time. I don't have the energy and it doesn't work. You know it doesn't work. We're not right for each other. I'm really sorry. Take care of yourself. Sorry. Bye.
End of messages.
It came to rain forever. It came to rain forever. It came to rain forever.
You've been listening to On the Line. This series is written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather MacLeod. The theme tune for this series is written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe and sound engineering by Dave O'Grady. To catch up with episodes, comment on the action and become a friend of the band, visit www.myspace.com/suckinghelium. Podcasts of the series are also available at www.ontheline.podomatic.com. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Tune in again next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. to listen to episode 4 of On the Line.